This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's going to be the Orioles manager moving forward? Many people believe the Orioles movement right now may suggest that Tony Massolino is moving into that managerial role full time. It's reportedly the team is looking at John Mabry for a coaching position. You got to fill a role, and it's just because fans say the season's over and they're really ready to pack it in doesn't mean that the organization is looking to pack it in.
Right.
Just because the Orioles are looking right now to make a move and hire another coach, guess what? They lost the coach. They fired a manager. They moved someone from the inside up to the managerial position, and they kept shuffling around. So that means they need someone. They are shorthanded right now. I don't think
they definitely need somebody.
I don't think that necessarily means this movement suggests that the manager is going to be Mancino moving forward. I'm not saying it doesn't, but it doesn't tell me that at all.
No, and then what you said when you opened the segment was important. Like, just because the fans are throwing, they haven't thrown in the towel. They got to win games. They got to, they have to. As ridiculous as it sounds, they've still got to hunt for that wild card spot. Not going to get it, but they need to do it. They need to, you can't just lay down.
Yeah. I think this is the gap between, like, the not knowing. When people don't know, they come up with their own conclusions.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
It's four months left of baseball. You are short a coach with four full months left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want me to get better, even remotely better, even a little bit better, I can't get better when I'm shorthanded. Now, the response for some people may be, well, they already have a gazillion coaches. Well, if they're used to operating with that number of a gazillion, that means that's what they are used to operating with. That means they're one short. So to me, it only suggests that they're short one coach, and John Mabry has a history with someone on the staff or someone in the organization, and they're pulling them in to do that.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they're making moves because you got to do something, honestly. I don't know how much it's going to impact the product or the outcome of this, but they have to do something, so I'm happy they're doing it.
I'm glad they're bringing in someone with some extended major league experience, though. I love the fact that they brought someone before the season started with Robinson Chirinos. But I love the fact that they're bringing in someone else, a guy like John Mabry, who's played in the majors, who has some experience, but played for the Cardinals and the Royals, I know. I think he played for the Marlins as well. But, he's going to be the senior advisor to the new manager, Tony Massolino. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I'm happy about it, honestly. I just want to see some results. So, that's all I want. I just want to see some results. Make the season interesting. Because now, I'm sure you have to be getting exactly what I get when you're out or when you're with friends. Either out in public or even with your friends privately. That's all people talk about, how much the Orioles suck. It's getting old. I'm tired of talking about it. And then, everyone's, hypothesizing. I don't know why they're this bad. It's like, I don't know. Nobody seems to know. So, what do? You point to injuries. Okay. Well, the guys who aren't injured still aren't playing well. So what is I don't know what the answer is.
Remember when we were looking to who do you fire before Brandon Hyde got fired? Who did I suggest? You remember?
I remember.
The hitting coach.
Oh, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know what Mabry's former coaching experience is?
Hitting coach?
Yes. Yes.
We take a wild guess there.
Yes.
Yeah.
He attended Chesapeake City High School in Maryland. He's from Wilmington, Delaware.
I heard somebody mention that yesterday. Yeah.
From Wilmington, Delaware.
On our station, somebody said that.
So, I mean, to me, that's kind of like, you know, I mean, we're not going to make any more firings because we don't want to make this thing too bad. But think about this. As a senior advisor, don't I have the right to kind of put my hands in a little bit of everything? You know, don't I have the right to maybe go to the batting cage while, you know, Cody Ashe is up there? He was a first-year hitting coach, and just kind of look at some things. I mean, keep in mind, this staff is first-year manager Massolino, first-year hitting coach Cody Ashley, first-year bench coach Robinson Chirinos, and second-year pitching coach Drew French. It's a very, very green staff. You need some help.
Yeah, it is a green staff. There's no doubt about that.
You got to bring in some help and some experience.
Yeah.
What happened last year with the Ravens when Zach Orr's defense wasn't quite getting it done? What did they do? Did they fire Zach Orr or did they bring Zach Orr help?
Oh, they brought him help, obviously. Okay. Yeah.
You're bringing in a former hitting coach.
Yep.
When I look at the fire Cody Ashe, because evidently, if you believe Cody Ashe is the few, believe that he's the guy like the Ravens believed in Zach Orr, they said, no. It's not time to fire him. It's time to help him. Help him get to where we know he could be. So you bring in someone with experience. We believe Cody Ashe is the guy that for the future for us. So we're not going to get rid of him. We're just going to bring in somebody with a little bit of experience that can kind of be his eyes and ears. That can kind of nudge him in the right direction. Listen to him say, yeah, I know what you're trying to do, but maybe this is the way to communicate that. Maybe that's the way to communicate. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe the gap is the communication. And think about this. You've got a guy who's played Major League Baseball, who's now the senior advisor. If he comes and says to someone, listen, man, I played 14 years in the majors. I didn't have a great career, but I played 14 years. I hit 96 career home runs. You know, I had a lifetime batting average of .263, on-base percentage of .322, and I'm looking up his stats. It's not at the top of my head, folks. Yeah. So if you look at that and say, well, you know, now these players can ask, well, what did you do when this happened? What did you when that happened? Because remember, I suggested the fact that maybe you go out and get a guy like B.J. Surhoff.
Yes, I remember you said that.
And the reason why I said that, because I've talked hitting with B.J., and B.J. knows what he's talking about, man.
Yes.
And when you know what you're talking about and you have experience on top of that to say what you did in those moments, that's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not B.J. Surhoff. But John Mabry's played before. There's some advice that he can actually offer based on experience. And I think to me, nothing beats experience.
I think you're right. Especially with nothing beats experience in general, but especially we have such an inexperienced team. You have so many young players. I mean, this is, it just makes sense. Don't know if it's going to change their fortunes.
No, not this year.
Yeah.
Not this year. And on top of that, John Mabry played in 26 postseason games.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Played 26 postseason games, including 2 World Series games. 1 World Series, but 2 games. Played against the Boston Red Sox, the Red Sox team that swept the St. Louis Cardinals. 410-583-1057 is the number, so I don't know if you guys know by my tone, but I'm for it. Ed, your thoughts on it?
I'm for it too. I mean, I'm glad. I didn't know. I know his background was that extensive, but I'm happy because it just when you have something like this, you got to shake stuff up. You can't just keep going with what you have and expect it all to change by itself.
Right.
So you have to do something.
John, how old is John Mabry? I think did I read he's 54? Yeah, he's 54. He'll be 55 in October.
Yeah. We're young.
Enough experience to. Yeah. But at the same time, young enough to still be able to identify.
That's right.
He's right there in the middle.
He's right. He's old enough to have lived a life and have experience behind it, but young enough not to be, you know, 72. You know, like Dusty Baker. He was managed to 73.
Right.
And he was great because it's him. But, like, I just think it's a way different age than 55.
It is.
You know,
it is
different.
Commissioners Baltimore up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.